Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Mind Changers Podcast. I'm your old pal, Rob, and we are closing in on the end of the year. The wheel of the year is turning, and we're closing in on all of this stuff. And you know, pretty soon we will turn into 2024 around the world. So hello to each and every one of you from coast to coast and from border to border, all around this fruited plain and around the big blue marble. Thank you very much for listening to me. And this year has been a year of increases, and things have been pretty good. You know, in a lot of ways, there's been a lot of learning as far as I'm concerned, and hopefully as far as you guys are concerned, that, you know, we just kind of go out and learn new things. And I've got a bunch of stuff in the can, and it's been a real hectic couple of weeks, and there's a lot of things happening in my life personally and professionally, which is good. However, it's the end of the year, right? And whether you are a person who celebrates that or not, it's still marked by the time and from the clock on the wall and the calendar on the wall and all that kind of stuff, although calendars on the wall don't really exist anymore. But I mean, when they do, but people don't use them. And it's just, it's an interesting thing because this is the time we tend to lose perspective in a positive way. So we start to think about the good things. We start to think about, you know, the people that we love and who we want close and all of that kind of stuff. And that's good. I think we should set some time aside as humans to do that stuff. But I also think, you know, we have to remember that there are folks who don't have the opportunity to do that. There are folks who are dealing with their own stuff and dealing with their own trauma and trouble and an issue with the way that the holidays work and everything else. And I think it's time to remember those folks as well that, you know, don't celebrate or can't celebrate or have no one to celebrate with. This can be a very lonely time of the year for a lot of folks. And so I would implore you all and hope everybody that, because I will do the exact same thing, just goes out and connects with somebody and says hello to somebody and smiles at them. And even just, you know, shakes hands or sits down to coffee or whatever it is, buys an order as they're going through the drive through. If they, you know, if you're out doing the less than last minute shopping for Christmas, or, you know, you just got done with Hanukkah and you have things to share with people or you want to talk, whatever it is, what we're missing, I think, and what's been so hard to capture is the human connection thing, the je ne sais quoi that is human connection, that we don't have as much of anymore because of the way that we connect online. We've walked away from true human connection where you can just put your hand on someone's shoulder and say, "Hey man, are you okay? Hey honey, are you okay?" We can't even say that much anymore because people get offended. But here's the thing. If someone is hurting inside and you put your hand on their shoulder and you talk to them and they respond positively to you, then you've done something that a small percentage of people in the world do. And you've empathized and you've had a moment with that individual, and maybe you talk it out, maybe you don't, maybe they put you off, whatever it is, but you've connected. And that's, you know, we hear a lot from our friends on the right about, oh, there's a war on Christmas. There's not. Oh, we can't say this, we can't say that. You can. Oh, we should keep Christ in Christmas. Well, nothing's keeping you from doing that. You can do that in your own heart, you know, in your own family, in your own life, whatever. We don't have to do that, but you can if you want. And similarly, you don't have to celebrate the things that I do. You know, I'm not making you do anything. I don't want to make you do anything. I don't know why you want to make me do anything. It's just, the idea is ultimately that we can let each other have our own space, but still connect with each other despite those spaces. So despite the space that we create for each other and the space that we hold for each other to be in, underlying all of that still has to maintain a connection. We still have to find a way to connect to one another. And that's, it's difficult sometimes. It can be a challenge sometimes to do that. But I honestly believe and fervently believe that it is the only way through the coming struggle. And whatever the coming struggle is, it will happen for some people in different ways. Because struggle is always coming. So this isn't a conspiracy thing or anything like that. It's not a pre-warning or, I can't tell the future. But everyone has a struggle that they're going to have to face. And collectively, sometimes we have that struggle. But, you know, if you're old enough to remember September 11th, when that happened, and there was a collective shock and a collective struggle, and we all kind of came together for a few minutes, and that was kind of what people meant. When this, that's the you know, September 12th is the America, as far as America goes, that we would like to see. Again, we don't want to be attacked, but we want to have that cohesion, the thing that everybody else has, you know, in places that have been around for between 400 and 500 and 600 and 1,000 years and beyond. We don't have that. We're a young country, America, and so we don't have a lot of time under our belt to have built this kind of thing up, not on every level. So we've got a lot of things to fix, you know, within the confines of America. But as a people, we have the obligation to look into our own hearts and ask the question, hey, you know what? Is this really the way that we want to live? Is this really what we want to do and how we want to do it? What's the point of all of this stuff? Why are we doing all of this stuff? What's the motivation? Where is this coming from? What do we need? All of that kind of stuff. So the point is when you go out into the world this week, this and the next week and into the new year, try to do so with an open mind, open heart, open arms, you know, in some cases, open wallets, and help where you can there. But you don't have to give away the store. You can just do something small for someone that means something to them, and you'll be surprised at how they open up to you. Or if you don't want them to open up at all, you can just do it quietly, which is fine too. You don't need to take pictures or videos of the charity that you do. You can simply do quiet charity and be an altruistic person and be an empathetic person. Do that. Just try being altruistic and empathetic a little bit. And a lot of you already are, so it won't be a stretch. But for those of you who aren't, feel, understand, get a hold of that inside of you and try to be that person, because the reward that you get from giving, the reward that you get from handing someone something that they need or want or didn't know that they needed or wanted, and it brings them joy. The best thing that you can do, the most rewarding thing that you can do aside from, you know, physically saving someone's life, which requires a specific skill and effort and knowledge and all of this stuff, the next most important thing that you can do for someone is give them something to bring them joy. Whether that's your time, whether that's a little tchotchke, whether that's a cup of coffee, whether that's, you know, a dinner because they can't afford food, or laundry because they can't afford to clean their clothes, whatever it is. It does not have to be a big thing. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good. Do good things to, with, around, for other people. And the thing that you will get back is sacred. It's holy. It's important. It's critical for you. For you, that's what will lift you. Seeing someone else joyful and happy and fulfilled because of something that you decided you should do. I mean, it's just, whether that's buying something ahead in line, or whether that's paying for someone else's, you know, groceries, or whether that's simply, you know, putting $10 in the pot for the bell ringers, or whatever it is, it doesn't matter what it is. What matters is that you will positively infect someone else. You will bring someone else some joy and be of service. And when I talked about that previously, I meant it. being of service is the thing that we are here for. I can't pretend, if there is a creator of all of this universe and everything in it and all that stuff, I can't pretend to know what the mind of that deity, of that individual, whatever. But here's what I do know. If God is a thing, or if God is a time, or if God is a who or a what or a when, it doesn't matter. I would suspect that if God, such as a God as we believe it to exist, exists at all, that God would want us to be kind to each other, be nice to each other, and look out and care for each other. That would be of service to one another, and that's, I think, what we have to remember. The real reason for the season is in either consumerism or religious things or whatever it is, but to give, to provide, to protect, to bring joy. That's holy, man. That's a holy experience. That's a sacred experience for you to bring a smile to someone's face. I want you to think about this. And I've made this thing before. I've made this comparison before, sort of. But if you think of a sad story in your head, and you know, someone that you've missed, or someone that didn't work out, or you bring up a sad story, and it will make water come out of your eyes, right? It signals you to cry because you are sad, because you think of this thing, or you see a sad movie, and that sad movie makes you cry. Your brain, your eyes, your mind watched this image, or thought of this thing, or this incident that happened, or this event that happened, and there is literal physical moisture coming out of your eyes. You are crying. That brings something real creates something out of nothing, right? And so the same thing happens when you hand someone, someone is panhandling on the corner and you give them $20 instead of a dollar. Well, they're going to be shocked by that. Smile and move on. Don't even accept. You don't even have to accept the thank, or just hand it and don't even recognize it. Whatever. Or you buy that. You buy the order in front of you or behind you in Starbucks or fast food or whatever it is. Whatever joy that you bring someone, you'll bring a smile to their face. Imagine your interaction with a cashier having the outcome of making someone else physically smile and secrete actual chemicals in their brain because of something that you did. Listen, if that isn't magic, friends, if that's not fucking magic, I don't know what is. Giving is magic, and providing joy to someone else is magic. It is sacred. It's sacred magic. It's holy, sacred fucking magic. And we could do it every day. Whenever we feel like it. I feel like being a magician, a wizard, a whatever, a warlock, a witch. I feel like being a god, or I feel like being a lamb that listens to God. Whatever it is, you have, whoever you consider yourself to be, you have a sacred ability to bring joy by doing something that is essential or material, whether that's just clasping someone's shoulder when they're sad and giving them a somewhere to cry, or listening, or giving a listening ear to someone who has trouble, or buying someone a cup of coffee or a drink at a bar or a bowl of soup. Or whatever, I could go on for a million years with different examples of different things. But the point of the matter is this. We have the ability in and of ourselves to change, if even only temporarily, the paradigm of another human being. And to have a physical reaction. Can you imagine the concept? Conceptually, can you imagine what we could do if we truly put our minds to that? If we truly put our hearts to that. May we truly put our actions to that. Imagine what we could accomplish if we made the decision that we're going to seek good, do good, be good, act well toward one another. Just imagine the concept. Imagine the thought process. Imagine imagine the good that comes from that. Imagine it, and holy shit, it's amazing, right? The concept is amazing, and so I'm gonna say this as I every year, you know, I try to do something a little bit different every year and try to do a good thing. And this year has been particularly stressful and strange, but I've done a few things that make me feel good, and I have made other folks feel good, and I'm happy that I was able to do that. But I'm going to share this with you because I know, because I want you to hear it, but I also think that it's good to know this. You know, I made a fairly sizable donation to a charity that I have a great affinity for, and it saved some lives, and to me, that it's very important that happened, and the person that I interacted with, they told me that, you know, this time of the year, it's always very difficult for this particular charity, and that my gift made a difference. And it made a difference for that individual who accepted it on behalf of this group. And I don't want any sort of recognition or any of that kind of stuff, so I won't necessarily share that, but I will say that when the person told me that the gift that I shared restored faith and kept that person from leaving the group and you know in misery and sadness that person was feeling, and my gift was able to change that, it struck me as being powerful. That just something so simple as, you know, handing over some money could do that, right? And we do have the ability to do that stuff, and I like to do that kind of thing every year a little bit, because it always helps, and it always, you know, it seems like a little bit of holiday magic, because I don't feel the spirit the way that I used to anymore. But something else that I want to share as well is I was on a trip very recently, and I did this thing, you know, as a hope to kind of take a little bit of weight off my shoulders and have a little recreation, and it worked out on some level, but the universe demanded balance here, and there was a lot of misery in the travel, and there was delays and all that kind of stuff, and when we sat, and I sat down at a restaurant, and I was, you know, working up a missive in my head, and I was about to bitch and moan and complain about the airline and the hotels and all of the things that had screwed up for the entire day and the overnight and all of that kind of stuff. And then at a table not very far from me that I could still see, there's a young man with his son in the booth, and the young son obviously had some kind of learning disability or some kind of issue where, you know, he would, you know, scream out like Tourette's or something like that. And there was some kind of special needs thing happening with the child. And this man, who you would look at him and you would think, you know, he's a bad guy. I should probably cross the street. Or, you know, he looks rough. He looked, you know, a little bit intimidating. And if you didn't know who he was, and we saw who he was, the whole restaurant did, and I saw who he was by the way he handled that child, and it was very frustrating to hear the kids screaming, and every time that would happen, it would raise to a certain point, and the dad would take the child away and have a little discussion, and the kid would calm down for a while, and the guy was being so incredibly kind and so incredibly sweet to that little boy that he had the patience a saint. He was just a kind man. And it struck me as I was about to complain about all of the stuff that had gone wrong for me. I had no perspective about what wrong meant. Yeah, I had to stay in a hotel that was paid for by the airline, but this guy had to take this child home, try to get that child to sleep, and put him to bed. And after he tried to get him to eat some food, and it was all just this whole thing. And all I was doing was staying an extra night in a hotel. It floored me. It brought me to a different place, and the kindness that is in my heart and the goodness that is in my heart that I hope was there is now. And the perspective I have now is much significantly better than it was when I started. And we forget sometimes that other folks have a very difficult time. We all have a difficult time to deal with, especially around this time of the year. So try to remember that if you can, that we all have it hard. We're all having challenges, and we all have issues, and nobody really has it easy. Not even the very wealthy. Not even they have it easy. They have their own miseries and troubles too. And be kind to one another. When I say that at the end of every podcast, be excellent to each other. It's not just a Bill and Ted reference. And if that dates me, so be it. But I mean it. I mean, be excellent to each other. Be good to one another out there in the world. Be an inspiration to one another if you can do it. If you can't, just be nice. You don't have to take shit. You don't have to eat shit for anybody. You don't have, so if somebody is blowing shit right in your face, you have a right to fight back and in self-defense. But first be kind. Try to be nice until it's time, as Dalton says in the venerable movie Roadhouse, it's time not to be nice. Be nice. Be kind. Be careful with people's hearts and their minds and their emotions. And try to do that. Try to be good to yourself. And be good to yourself first so you have the capacity to be good to others. So, those are my experiences this year. I will very likely have a couple more things this week. I've got some leadership stuff I've been working on, and so that's going to start up at the first of the year again. I'm going to try to get that out 2 to 3 times a week, so I have a lot more to go. I have a lot more to share, which I hope you will enjoy. But I hope things are good. I hope you're well. I hope each and every one of you is finding your own joy this year, and having a good time with whatever it is that you're doing. And I hope that you're happy, and if not, that you can find a way to get that way, or at least less sad. And I hope that I hope health and abundance, and I wish all of you a happy holidays, a Merry Christmas, a happy Hanukkah, a happy Kwanzaa, whatever it is you do, I hope it's good. And thank you for listening this year, and I hope you'll be with me into the future as far as I can go. So, thanks to each and every one of you, and as I say, be excellent to each other. Bye bye.